We are pleased to have Governor Kevin Stitt with us today. And Governor, one of the big questions on people's mind is, it's a state question that it appears on the ballot. It's number 802. What's that all about?
Yeah, so in my opinion, state question 802 is bad for the state of Oklahoma. And 802 puts Obamacare or a Medicaid expansion into our state constitution. When you put stuff into our state constitution, you know, number one, we have the longest constitution of any other state, but it gives our legislature zero flexibility. If the federal government changes the program, it would cost taxpayers even more money than it already will. So that's why I think it's wrong for and bad for Oklahoma. But Oklahomans need to remember this. We already have Medicaid in Oklahoma. We have about 800,000 people on it, and it's already, we cover the blind, the aged, the disabled, pregnant women, children. So this is a new population of able-bodied adults without children that we're adding, that they're wanting to add to these roles. And so it's going to cost our state about $200 million. There's federal dollars that come with our $200 million match. But my question to Oklahomans is, where do you think that $200 million is going to come from? Because we have a budget deficit right now because of the oil and gas and the COVID. And so the only possible place to get the $200 million is to cut education or cut public services like maybe the police or transportation, or to raise taxes. And as your governor, it's going to be coming from other services inside the state. And so that, for those reasons, I'm not for it. In my opinion, it would be harmful for Oklahoma.
And Governor, you've been a little bit busy. You had the president here recently, and how'd that go for you? How was that experience?
You know, it was really it was good. We were honored to host the president and the vice president. We're both in Northeast Oklahoma and Tulsa, and so it shows how well Oklahomans handled the COVID issue. We're one of the first states to safely reopen. We're now 64 days into our reopening plan. We went to phase three, which was fully reopened on June 1st. And so the president was highlighting that as one of the states that has done this better than any other state. So that's just a credit to Oklahomans. We're taking this seriously. We're made for social distancing. We're more spread out. And so we've got some great data. We currently only have 277 people across the state in the hospital being treated for COVID. And we're built for 5,000, you know, hospital beds. And so the goal was never to have zero cases. You got to remember that. You'll have people on television screaming about, you know, bunker in place and we need to shut everything down for the next 6 months. But my question is, when you open up, you're going to have cases again. The whole idea was to slow the spread down, and that's exactly what we've done in Oklahoma. And the president has told me on numerous occasions, we've done this better than any other state. So really proud of Oklahoma.
Yeah, you ought to be. There are a lot of people that live in other states, family members included, who say, how do you guys do that? And I said, well, you know, we figured out a way to make this safe and to make this happen and to, you know, let the businesses do what they have to do. So we got a great governor and a great legislature that went along with this, and the people complied very, very well. I think hats off to everybody in Oklahoma.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the legislature's been fantastic. My friends over there, we're all on one team, kind of talking on the same hymnal. And the mayors did a great job around the state. And Oklahomans, we innovated. People worked from home. We changed our behavior. And here's another stat I want to share with everybody. Since we've reopened 64 days ago, 70% of the new cases, because people start talking about, well, you've got a spike in cases, Governor. And we knew we were going to have a few more cases coming in as we reopened. That was to be expected. But 70% of those new cases have all been under the age of 50, okay? So 70% of all new cases since we reopened have been under the age of 50. You know what the death rate is under the age of 50 in Oklahoma?
What?
0.1%.
Ooh, wow.
So we've had 6 deaths out of 6,000 of those cases, and they've all had kind of underlying health conditions as well. And, you know, one death is too many, but I want Oklahomans, I'm just trying to share all the data with Oklahomans and then let, you know, we have the freedom to make decisions to protect our families, to run our businesses the way we need to. And really, it's the elderly population that I've been concerned about the whole time. That's the nursing homes, that's mm-hmm. the people with compromised immune systems. Those are the ones that have to continue to take extra precautions, and that's what we're continuing to encourage. But we're not going to move backwards in our reopening. We have to learn to deal with this. We may be living with this for the next 24 months, so we have to keep our families safe, and we've got to do this in a responsible way, and Oklahomans are doing it better than anybody.
And you've been listening to Governor Stitt on K1, the one you trust.